It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3, brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness. Here we are again. Isn't it amazing? Time flies. But today we're not going to fly. We're actually going to drag along with joy. This is one of the few things that drag and joy actually are equal. In our studio today, we have Zenon Bilis. And Zenon was a lucky guy because all of us found our passion or we don't live life. And many of you aren't living life because you haven't found the passion. But he found that when he was just a kid, and it became his entire life, where he's one of the top people that do this joy drag thing that he's going to explain to you. Zenon, so nice to have you here with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. It's great to be here. So yeah, my story starts in 1975, June 21st, exactly. It was a Saturday, and it was the day I learned to water ski on Round Lake, Illinois, in northern Illinois. Mm-hmm. And it was, we bought a boat for fishing and just to kind of cruise around. And actually, the year before that, we were in at a resort up in Ontario, Canada, and there were skis, and I tried skiing when I was 12 years old, but I didn't have a coach, so I didn't make it.
Now you're 13.
Well, that I was 12 at then in 1974.
Yeah,
yes.
So the next year you started to ski.
Correct. Yeah. So I didn't make it. I tried and tried, yeah. And I didn't make it. And I thought, you know, I'm just not good or whatever. But we didn't know. My dad didn't know how to drive the boat.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to do it. We just did it, and it didn't work. So the next year, my brother bought a pair of skis, and he wanted me to try it again. And I didn't want to do it because I had the negative experience of not making it. And also that weekend, Jaws
came out. Yeah, that was scary to everyone.
Ooh, that scared everybody, even though we were on a lake, private lake.
I mean, all water looked ominous.
It was. You didn't want to take a shower back then.
I know.
That's how afraid you were. Dun 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 dun.
You're right.
So I didn't want to do it, but my brother had a friend who knew how to ski. His name was Nick, and I remember this morning, late morning, very well. I mean, it's something I'll never forget. And he says, "I'll help you." And he got in the water, and he says, "I'm going to show you how to put your legs and hold your legs." And I noticed then that he, you know, that I was relaxed because he was next to me, you know, and I wasn't afraid.
Yeah.
First try, my brother accelerated. I got up about 50 feet, 100 feet. And I said, "Wow, that's neat." And then he just swam up to me again. And second try, he said, "Hey, you're going to do it this time. You're going to go around the lake." I went halfway around the lake. And I was smiling from ear to ear, going like, "Wow, this is neat."
Yes.
And, you know, I didn't say, "Oh, this is my passion." But I knew this was really cool.
Turned you on like you'd never been turned on.
Correct. It was something, yeah. Yeah, and in fact, I did other sports like soccer and baseball and things like that. But this was like, this is neat behind the boat, you know. Mm. And that was the difference. And the really neat thing about that was even though I was 13 at that time, I knew that it was because of the person who helped me get me up.
That
was the difference.
People like you that are the top of their field. They always have that one person story.
Correct.
Be it a family member, your brother's good friend.
Yeah.
And it took a very short 7 years for you to win your first medal. So talk about that, 1982.
Correct. Well, actually, with water skiing, there's always something next to learn. There's always something new to learn. You first get up on two skis, then one ski. I saw barefoot water skiing at the Tommy Bartlett Water Show in Wisconsin Dells. Because we would go up there. It was not far from Chicago, like 3 hours away.
Yeah.
And I said, "Wow, barefoot skiing is like, that's unreal. Yeah. It's like, that's really cool. I want to learn how to do that."
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, unlike finding someone to teach you to water ski, there were no coaches for barefooting. just
especially in Wisconsin. I mean, I'm sure you don't want to fall in up there.
Yeah. And so I didn't have anyone to teach me, but so I would watch the ski show over and over, and I would just persevered, and I kept doing it, and I finally stepped off a ski and was barefoot skiing. And I remember the first time I barefoot skied. It was at the end of July 1977. And I remember, like, I'm barefooting. Oh, my God. So it took me, like, 20 or 30 seconds.
And it didn't hurt?
After, like, 30 seconds, you start feeling it until you get used to it. Like, now I'm used to it. Mm. But after that, 30 seconds, I started feeling it. But I didn't, you know, I kept trying to step off. And then one day I finally did it. I knew I was getting close. Mm. And so once I learned that was like such, there's a high to it that I can't explain, that you don't get.
It's the ultimate freedom. You're like all by yourself. You don't need skis.
Correct.
Anna Maria was a skier.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my brother was a barefoot skier.
Okay.
In freezing cold Swedish water.
Up in Sweden, I was there.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that in the next segment.
Yeah. And then again, you want to get better, and I'm like, okay, I want to get better. But again, no one to teach me. I just have to look at pictures in a book. This is no pre-internet. You know, I would I'd go to the library. I found a book on skiing. I saw some pictures. That was it.
Yeah.
And then I hooked up with a barefoot champion named Mike Seipel, and I went to meet him. I was around 18 years old, 1980. And I said, hey, can you teach me this and teach me that? And I started, you know, he started coaching me and training me, and I started getting better. And that evolved to my first national title. National championships in 1982.
That is like a remarkable shift. Yeah. Only in 7 years you got a national title.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to come back and teach each and every one of you how to be so focused and committed to what you love. All at once, life starts to become abundant. We'll be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with this ultra... what do you call it? Champion, the Zenon Babilas, in a different way than what you think of hockey and football. This is water skiing.
This is an art.
Yeah. And really, so Zenon was born in Chicago, but his parents came from Ukraine. Tell us a little bit about that.
Correct. My parents came from, you know, they lived in Ukraine pre-World War II. And then when the war started, they had to flee to the West, as you know, you see in the news today.
Yes.
So they went to Germany and Poland and then Germany. And then in 1955, they flew to New York City and, you know, became, you know, immigrated to New York City.
Yeah.
Because there were a lot of Ukrainians there, and that's where everybody came in anyway. And then they had a choice to go to three different cities, I think, to Toronto, Chicago, or another city, I think, because in those cities there's a lot of Ukrainians, so they chose Chicago.
Mm.
And so I was born in 1962. I went to Saturday, you know, I went to school on Monday to Friday, but Saturday mornings I would go to school for Ukrainian lessons.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow.
Yes. Mm.
So here you are, born in 1962. When your first medal in 1982, talk about subsequent medals.
I started competing. That's why I won my first one in 1982. And I won several more, like in 83, 84. I would win one, 87. in 1985, I scored in one event, one of the highest scores in the world, in the barefoot slalom event, and that's kind of my specialty, which people know me for. Hmm. And so I won national titles throughout the 80s, and then in the 90s, I wanted to expand, and you need to do something else, or it gets too repetitious. So I started competing in slalom water skiing with a ski, trick skiing. Yeah. I started learning about that. I learned how to coach that.
Wow.
And then I got back to the sport, into barefooting in the late 90s. I won two more national titles in 1998 and 99. And then I took another break because I was traveling around the world. And then my most recent national titles have been in the last few years. And what the cool thing about my evolution is that I'm an absorber. I'm a listener. I look at everything and I overanalyze. You know, if you hear me, if we talk, you'll say, wow, you got to always say why.
Well, that's a good attribute.
Yes. That is. Yes, it is.
So,
and so my technique is, I've always been a technique person, a body position person. I always believe in having people coach me, which a lot of people don't like, what I've seen. But I'm always pushing the level of my technique. It's a work in progress. It's never done. And my skiing right now, my technical skiing is really good because I can combine my mind with my body. You know, I'm using my experience to my benefit.
Now you're in your 60s.
I'm 61.
61.
Yes. Yeah. And I won a national title in 2021 in the open division in that event, which I'm really good at, the slalom event, in the open division. So I was competing against
kids.
And so how do you build up your strength? Because that takes a lot
I ski a lot. That's why I moved from Chicago to West Palm Beach, so I can ski year-round.
Yes. Yeah.
And I ski. I mainly ski. You know, I've gone through phases where I used to go to the gym and that, but now I ski, you know, ski a lot, and I get my workout, you know, from the skiing.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, some of the stuff I'm doing is at 47, 48 miles an hour.
Well,
and you have to hold your position
at
that
speed. It takes a lot of strength.
If that's most of you, when you hear 47, 48, you think of in a car.
Yeah.
It's wildly different when you're on a ski with your feet in the water.
That is
fast.
And what's interesting, it's funny that you said that because I've been in a car, the car's going 50, and I'm like, wow.
Slow.
Yeah.
I'm not that far from it.
Yeah. No.
But here's another interesting thing. When I'm in the water training right now, it doesn't feel fast to me. Yeah. You know, it doesn't. But when I'm in the boat and the boat's going fast, I ask the driver, how fast are you going? He's saying 46, 47. I go, wow, that's fast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wish all of you could see what we have here in front of us in the studio. Mm. They are incredibly beautiful pictures from all over the world with you skiing at different ages. And as you're pointing out, you're a better skier today than you were in 1975 when you began all of this.
Correct. Technically, my understanding is
so this is not, this is one of the few sports that age benefits you.
Well, I think it benefits you in a lot of sports, but people don't use it because their bodies get it. They don't
They don't keep up. They don't care of their body.
No.
You're exactly right.
I got hurt down here several times in 1983, 84. I had a hamstring pull. I twisted my knee a few times, and I hated being on the sidelines. And back then, I didn't have the discipline and experience, so I would just ski more.
Yes.
Like going to a buffet. You want to eat.
Yes.
It's all you can eat.
No, now it's everything I do has a purpose.
Yeah.
And the purpose is to move my technique and my performance to the next level. So
name the top three places in the world that you ski that you love the most.
Where it's most popular,
well,
I would say, too.
For skiing, it's great here. You know, in Texas, we had the World Senior Games, which I won last September. In Texas, they had a beautiful private lake designed specifically for skiing. So for skiing, we've got the best skiing here, especially in West Palm Beach. We have Okeehele Park.
Oh, yes. Whatever, they have championships there.
Correct. They're going to have the water ski national championships. Yeah,
my friends used to come in 20 years ago from California, twins, when brothers, and they were some of the top.
But when is this happening?
It's going to be the second week of August.
Wow.
This year.
That's great.
Yes.
So where else outside of the United States did you?
But so, yeah, continuing on with that thought. Although the best skiing is here, I love seeing the world and seeing it, observing it, absorbing it. You know, and I've been to places like Beirut, Lebanon, which is really neat.
Yeah.
I've been to China 6 times.
Mm.
Shanghai.
And they're big in skiing there.
No, it's small. It's I was coaching the water ski team. It wasn't done recreationally. It was the water ski team. And in fact, they flew me out there to do shows, and we did shows in front of a couple hundred thousand people, one show. I mean, so many
people. That's a small group in Peking.
Yeah.
Well, Paris, he went to Paris, the Arctic Circle up in
your
Sweden.
Your country is Sweden.
I know, I love it. Barcelona.
Argentina, Rio de Janeiro, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
So we've got the group best skiing here, but I love seeing the, you know.
Think about what your joy, what your focus and your passion has given you. You've traveled all over the world. You're one of the few people, unfortunately, that every day get up and you do exactly, you're being paid to do what you love.
Correct.
And you're training the young people today to become champions like you. So when we come back, we're going to teach all of you out there how to liberate yourself from your limitation and become a champion.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness, and we are here with world athletes, water skier, barefoot skier, Senon Bilas.
He's not bare here in the studio, though.
No, yeah, we're pretty good.
I can take my shoes off.
We like to see, do you have calluses on the bottom of your
feet? My feet are soft.
So you're training world athletes now to be happy and safe and successful. So what do you speak about when you're going around and telling, and you are a lecturer too?
Correct. This has happened in the last 5 or 6 years of where I evolved, where I took all my knowledge, I took my coaching knowledge, and I took it to speaking. And in fact, it was that idea happened because I showed my portfolio to my friend, mm-hmm. and he said, you should be speaking at universities. And it was one of those like revelations, like, whoa.
Of course, why not?
Yeah, but I was like, whoa, well, what do I talk about? And then I started thinking about it and developing content. And I've got something really, really good because it's based on my experiences and it's based on strategies that I've developed. And I talk about different topics that are for adults and some for young. I mean, they're great for everyone, but I Have No Age is for adults like that. And then for young people, like at schools, I have Create Your Own Path, mm-hmm. and From Passion to Profession. And, you know, I talk about the different things that I did that were, you know, now I could see, or in the last few years, I could see that were unique, like, when I learned to barefoot ski, this was really cool. And then I kept going and I taught myself to barefoot water ski backwards. And this was 1978 when...
You were one of the first.
There were a few dozen people in the world. Not many.
Absolutely.
I mean, you just couldn't find anybody.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was the time when when you're a teenager, you decide, well, all my friends are drinking alcohol and this and that.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, you know, I got to do that. And I tasted it when I was like 14 or 15, and I just said, wow, that's horrible.
Yes.
And then I said, all my friends are doing it. So 3 years later, after I kept putting it off, and I taught myself to barefoot backwards, I said, wow, I'm really good. You know, I'm doing something that not a lot of people are doing. I don't want anything to get in the way.
Right.
And I saw, I objectively, at 17 years old, said these skiers who party a lot are not as good as the ones that don't party. And I said, look, I don't like it, and it's not good for you.
Pretty astute for a young kid,
yes,
like that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, astute. And I didn't realize it until recently. Yeah, like, mm-hmm. I was 17 when I came up with that. It wasn't like my parents or somebody said, hey, you shouldn't do that. It was like,
internal wisdom.
Yeah, yeah, and so I talk about decision making, how to mm-hmm. become a decision maker, for especially for young people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is something you never taught. You just start doing things.
So before we leave, Zenon, give one bit of advice to people listening all over the globe. If you taught a young person or an 80-year-old person, what would resonate for both of those people to become happier, whole, and more healthy?
Well, if I'm teaching them how to ski or to do anything?
Just in general.
In general, well, to find a passion. I call it a passion sport. It could be a passion activity. And to get absorbed by it, get engaged with it. Just don't do it. I've seen a lot of people, skiers, where I sat them down after the session. I said, wow, I can't believe what you learned. And then they never did anything with it.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
And I found out the people who are really talented have a disadvantage because they don't appreciate what they have.
Exactly. It comes easy, you don't appreciate it.
And that kind of sounds like, you know, hey, appreciate. No, appreciating what you have is really, really important.
Well, gratitude is one of the most powerful things that humans possess.
It's more than just a word. It's more than just kind of this feeling. It's, no, you have to say, it was like, in 1975, when Nick got in the water, I knew at that time it was because of him.
Mm.
And look at all the things I have done.
Yeah,
it would not have happened unless he put that effort into helping me.
A lifetime of joy comes from a person who's willing to be who they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has been a pleasure to have you in here. And here this guy is now 61. He looks more like 30, if not 29. I've never become any older than 29.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Well, like I say, I have no age. I have to think about it sometimes.
So you are ageless and your energy is contagious and everyone felt it all over the airwaves. So thanks for coming in. And all of you that are out there listening to us, and this wonderful gentleman who, by the way, incites internal fortitude and power to you, hopefully, this whole week, find your way. And when you find it, you'll never be frightened again. Be well. Till next time.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.